A little bit of backstory here. In my late teens, think around the years of 18 or 19, I was no longer getting along with my parents and decided to move out of their house. I wasn't able to get very many hours at my job due to being a full-time college student, which meant at my already minimum wage job, for the very few hours I did get, I wasn't able to save very much money. Due to limited funding, my now ex-boyfriend's mother invited me to live with them. Now onto the actual story. My now ex and his mom were very strange people. I later found out that it was because both of them were on very large amounts of drugs. We'll call her L and him B to avoid any naming issues. Anyway, L and B had a lot of very strange friends that sometimes would come and stay at the house for weeks on end. Not days, weeks. I was always taught to be polite to guests growing up, even if they weren't your guest, or even if they were overstaying their welcome, which is probably why things in the situation happened the way that they did. Elle had decided since it was a Saturday, she was going to go grocery shopping, and B had to go with her. I was asked to come along but wanted some space, so opted to stay home and be alone instead. I was unaware that we had a guest at this time, and was slightly shocked when I came out of my boyfriend's room to find a woman around my age chilling on the couch. Out of politeness, I greeted her, made some small talk, while pouring myself a bowl of cereal. We quickly became friends due to similar interests and a similar taste in music and movies. Everyone else in that house hated scary movies, except for the both of us. So for the next 2 weeks that she was staying with us, I had someone to watch them with, in addition to having someone to secretly drink beer with while chatting about bands such as Poison, Motley Crue, and Aerosmith. It was actually quite exciting for me. One night, we were playing a sort of game similar to Truth or Dare, and she dared me to tell her the worst thing I'd ever done, which to this day is still shoplifting a lip gloss from the store when I was 13, getting caught. Then I ratted out my friends who were also stealing, so I wouldn't be the only one in trouble. I then asked her the same question. Her response, without much of a pause, was, "I stabbed my mom and dad in their throats. I know I shouldn't have, but I just hated them so damn much." At first, I was just shocked and stunned into silence. Then I began to laugh because it had to be a joke, right? She said yes, it was a joke. And then we both entered into a nervous phase of laughter, cracking up at her weird sense of humor. When I woke up the next morning, I went to have coffee, and our guest was gone. I was a little bummed, but figured she would come visit again. After all, most guests came and stayed multiple times a year. About 3 years went by. I had dumped B not long after this happened, and moved back in with my family. I searched for this girl guest up and down on Facebook, on and off throughout those few years, but was never able to find her. Then one day, my stepdad showed me a news story on the Yahoo homepage. It was about a couple who had been stabbed to death in their homes, and that their daughter, the one who had done it, had finally been caught. I recognized her instantly. It was that girl, someone that through the odd circumstances of life, I would have called her my friend. I never found her on Facebook, because I believe she gave me a fake name and a fake phone number to boot. Since then, I've not had any further contact with her, and while I don't know what it was that actually drove her to slay her parents, whether it was abuse, a fit of rage, or what, it's something that still rattles my cage to this day, to think that someone capable of murder is someone that I had no problem getting along with and bonding with over a short period of time. I didn't follow her case. I don't know where she's at now. And while I can wish her well because she was always sweet to me, I have a hard time doing that, knowing what it is that she's done. Even now, that confession that she quickly wrote off as a bad joke sticks with me, as I can sometimes hear it bounce around in my head years later. This happened to me about 2 or 3 years ago. When I was 16, I used to work at a fast food restaurant, and I live in a place or you have all the seasons. At this point in time, it was winter, so it got dark outside pretty early. I'd say no later than 5 or 6 p.m. I was called to come into work this particular day, but the weather was kind of bad, causing us to not have many customers. As a result, we ended up closing the store early that day. It was about 5:30 p.m. when my manager left, locking the store and making me wait outside for my ride. About 20 minutes had passed since she left, and I was really cold, so I decided, regrettably, that I would walk to a friend's house just a few blocks away, about a 10-minute walk, and wait for my ride there. The store I worked at was on a busy street that was near a residential neighborhood. As I walk away from the store, I started walking down the residential street behind the store. I was walking on the sidewalk to the left of the street, as there was only one sidewalk on the right side of the street. If I walked on the right sidewalk, I'd only be able to walk on it for a block. Then I'd have to walk the rest of the way on the road. There were also woods and patches of high grass on that side of the road. I felt it was convenient as well because on the left side of the street was my store, and there were no streetlights. I walked about 3/4 of a block when I started to get this feeling that I was being watched. The block was long, making it roughly the equivalent of 2 city blocks. The neighborhood was already dark at this point. I had pretty much reached the end of the block and was getting ready to cross the street, when I noticed the silhouette of someone walking on the right side of the road, near the edge of the woods. This person looked to be about 6 feet tall, slender, so I'm guessing about 180, maybe 200 pounds. I couldn't make out any features, though. I'm the type of person who's very aware of their surroundings, and slightly paranoid, as I've been followed, stalked, and nearly kidnapped before. I think you get the gist. So when I noticed this person, I stopped walking and immediately got a sick feeling in my stomach. That's when the man noticed that I had noticed him, and he proceeded to walk slowly before yelling out to me, "Hey, come here. I want to talk to you." I say back, "No, I'm good." And I begin to turn around and start the walk back towards my store. He continues to yell things at me, trying to convince me to come back towards his direction. At this point, something in me told me to run, and I did just that. As I'm running, I know I shouldn't have, but I turned my head to see if he was actually chasing me. And to my horror, he was. I turned up the speed and ran as fast as I could. Thankfully, as I reached the store, my ride had just pulled up. So without breaking stride, I ran to the car. As I tried to get in, the door was locked. It took me another 10 to 15 seconds for them to unlock the car, which, in this state, it felt like hours. But eventually, I got in, locked the door, and broke down crying. Now, I'm not gonna lie, kind of out of shape, so my back was hurting, and my lungs hurt from breathing so hard. I was all frazzled. This was the first time I was chased on foot, and let me tell you, it's so much more scary, surreal, and intense being chased on foot than having someone follow you by car. To this day, I still have the added trauma from this incident, and it makes it hard to go anywhere by myself, especially when it's dark. I don't know when that man stopped chasing me, or even where he came from originally, but by the time that I made it back to my job's parking lot, and as I peered around frantically, I never spotted him. I know that there are stories here of people being murdered, or maimed, or hurt in some other way, so it may be easy for others to come to the conclusion that you're fine, nothing even happened. But it's situations like these that linger with you, far beyond just the moments where they occur. They influence how you live your life, the things that you don't feel safe doing, the spaces that no longer feel okay to inhabit. So yes, the fear that I felt from those minutes of being chased were for certain some of the scariest of my life. But it's the low level of constant fear they impart that is simply the gift that keeps on giving. When I was in my late teen years, I was approached by 2 women in my neighborhood that asked me if I wanted to know about Jesus. I felt bad walking away as they seemed nice, so I let them speak to me. They invited me to their church and told me to come that Friday evening. I invited my boyfriend at the time because I thought, what the hell? Maybe we can learn something new about religion. When we got to the church, they made everyone sit down and played a PowerPoint presentation about motherly love. It was mostly about animals and how animal mothers have love for their babies. For some reason, it was hilarious to me and my boyfriend, and we had to stop ourselves from laughing. It was called the Church of God, and they basically believe God has two counterparts, and one is a woman, known only as God the Mother. The two ladies that I had spoken to had approached me at the end of the night and asked me if I wanted to get baptized the following Sunday and give my life over to God. I told them I needed to think about it because I still don't know much about the religion and wasn't sure of my relationship with God just yet. There was an English teacher that I had in high school who I knew was Christian, and I began to tell him about this church and the whole Mother God thing. He told me in all of his years of Christianity, he had never heard anything about God being a mother or a woman. He said to be wary of this church because it kind of sounded like a cult. After we had this conversation, I texted the main lady that I had spoken to, the one who was adamant about me getting baptized, and I told her that I didn't think that I wanted to do it. She got really angry and kept asking why. Why? She told me I needed to do it, and soon too, because if not, I would go to hell. I was no more than 16 at that point. She called me at least 20 different times and left me even more text messages saying I needed to come back to church next Sunday and get baptized before it was too late. I quickly blocked that number. A few weeks later, I saw that same woman in my neighborhood, but this time all alone. When we passed by each other while walking, she noticed me and her facial expression turned extremely angry. She got right up in my face and made these weird hand movements. It looked to be sign language, but aggressive. Maybe she was throwing up Jesus hand signs. I don't know. But then she walked away. 4 years later, I ended up working at a coffee shop in my neighborhood. One evening, I locked the wrong gate while closing up and forgot a key inside, so I wasn't able to lock the outer gate. My friend was with me, so she watched the store, and I reached out to my manager. My boss told me to stop by her church down the block to get her copy of the key. It was the same church I got invited to back in high school. It was 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. I walked in hoping that I wouldn't see the lady who had tried to convert me and went on to look for my boss. There were at least 50 women inside this church, all dressed in wedding gowns with veils over their heads. No men were in the church that evening. It looked like they were doing some weird ceremony. My boss told me to make sure that this never happened again while giving me the key. She told me then that she doesn't like being interrupted during church. As I left, I just kept thinking, what the hell type of ceremony were they doing? And why were they all dressed up as brides at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night? I did more research into this church after that and found out that it actually was a cult. The level of creep from that woman that originally tried to get me to join makes much more sense now. I'm glad I didn't hop on that train. Not sure the level of crazy or brainwashed that someone would need to be in order to make the premise of marrying the Lord make sense. In my research, I learned about a documentary that gave me a better idea of what the people of this church were up to. If you're interested, it's called Love Has Won, The Cult of Mother God. It shouldn't be hard to find, and the story behind it is actually quite heartbreaking.